Freddie and the Z-Man.
No.
Right, said Fred and the amazing Xandero.
No.
Xander Fred? Fred Ziffel and Arnold? Okay, I'm done messing around. This is Fred and Xander on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Well, Fred, it's getting crazy already.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
It's crazy.
I mean,
last 24, 48 hours.
Yeah.
With the COVID issue rearing its ugly head, its very ugly head, in a major way,
I'm
through
just,
sports.
Yeah.
I mean, it's developing every moment. We just heard on the hockey show how the NHL has come out probably about 10 minutes ago with their official word on the new protocols.
I'm going to say something stupid because that's not just me.
Since when do you warn us?
Right.
Thank you for the warning.
I don't usually warn you.
Wow.
If you've had both your shots and a booster, and you test positive and you're symptomatic, asymptomatic, it's like, I got the cold, I got sniffles. Can I just go play? And I'm sure that's what a lot of the NFL players are saying.
And sure.
Because it's like, I feel fine. I mean, a lot of the coordinators say, yeah, I felt like I had a cold for a day. Now
all
I'm
right,
good.
But think about this. Now I get that. But think about this. At this point, based on the science, okay, at this point, are we protecting the unvaccinated?
Apparently.
And isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That's my point.
It's very weird. I mean,
we're shutting down sports if
to protect people that decided not to get vaccinated.
That's exactly right. We're shutting down sports to do that.
Yeah.
If everything were even and 100% of everybody got the vaccine and this were still going around, it's the common cold.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Exactly. And that's the way
I'm no scientist.
No, and that's the way it apparently seems to be hitting most people. If they're getting it now.
Right, but at this point, we are indeed protecting the people who didn't want to protect anybody else.
Yeah.
So thank you?
I don't know.
I don't.
Someone should. I don't know. The whole thing is weird, but what's happened in the NFL, I mean, you know, these guys have been testing so often, and you wonder somewhere along the line about false positives and all that, and you hear about...
Then there's that.
Yeah. And the number of people, two more guys for the Bears, Andy Dalton and also Duke Shelley. Neither one was going to play anyway. Dalton's got a finger injury, and Duke Shelley's out with something else, but they both were down. The good news, I guess, is seven of the eight Bears players who missed the walkthrough Thursday with non-coronavirus illnesses. What the hell is that? How did so many guys get sick with a non-coronavirus?
I was going to say, we don't have time for that. Can we just concentrate on one thing?
Yeah, get back in the field, illness. Get out of here. So David Montgomery, Khalil Herbert, Cole Kmet, Jesper Horsted, James Daniels, Tevin Jenkins, and Jakeem Grant all got back to practice, or the walkthrough, which they did on Thursday. So, or on Friday, they did the walkthrough Thursday, and then Friday they participated in full. Also participating in full is Akeem Hicks, so he may be ready for Monday. Now there's going to be another game on Monday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There's going to be two games on Tuesday. And
but this is so reminiscent of, what, last year?
Yeah, a year and a half ago.
Year and a half ago.
When Tyler and I were downstairs doing a show and stuff started getting started.
Right after a Notre Dame game,
yeah,
I remember.
Right,
yep, and then that was the Rudy Gobert night.
Yeah, it was the Rudy Gobert.
I guess it is a year and a half ago.
Yeah, it was March. It was Rudy Gobert. Not only Rudy Gobert, but it was also Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
Fred Hoiberg had it, even though we knew nothing about it at the time, but everyone speculated that Fred Hoiberg had it because he looked dead on the sidelines.
Yeah.
You were filling in for a Hood at the time who was still doing nights. Weren't you on the night show?
Yeah.
I remember that.
And then we had to stick around for an extra hour to talk about stuff that neither Tyler or I know anything about. Because things were happening on a current, constant basis.
See, we have to, on the radio, we have to act like we know what we're talking about.
We try.
We
definitely try to
know
what
we're talking
about. Well,
that's what we shoot for.
Yeah. So the games that have been rescheduled, the Raiders and the Browns from Monday at 4, the Rams hosting the Seahawks is Tuesday at 6, and then also Washington at Philadelphia Tuesday at 6. The Seahawks and Raiders are both pissed because they both wanted to play. And the Raiders wanted to play today against the Browns in Cleveland, and the Seahawks wanted to play against the Rams. Now, if you don't have, if you can't play because you don't have enough players, you should forfeit the game.
The NFL, and we talked about that last year, and that makes a lot of sense.
Sure it does.
I mean, it sucks, but if you're the one that can't show up in Little League, that's what happened, right?
Right. Game's forfeited. They're not going to make this up. And I mean, at this point of the season, they don't have enough weeks to make games up.
I know there's not that much money in Little League, but the point being is we're used to something like that. If there's a forfeiture, then you lose the game.
The Raiders were supposed to be leaving yesterday. They were supposed to be leaving Las Vegas and heading to Cleveland.
Well, that's a song.
I know.
And a movie.
And a movie.
There you go.
You ever seen a movie with Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, pretty depressing.
When he packs for Vegas and all that's in the suitcase is bottles of liquor?
Pretty depressing.
Oh, my God.
That and Barfly are two of the most depressing movies ever.
I don't know if you've seen. There's a trailer going around.
Wow, that was a hard left we did. But
I know.
People who listen to us are used to this.
Oh, sure they are. There's a trailer going around for a new Nick Cage movie. And you may not be a fan of Nicolas Cage, which is fine. But he's got
a nut, but he's a good actor.
He's got a new movie coming out called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. And is basically making fun of him a lot of the movie.
And you've got to appreciate that. I don't care what you feel about him. You have to appreciate somebody that's willing to lampoon himself.
And it's pretty much the whole movie. If you get a chance, check out the trailer, because even if you don't like him, my girlfriend Linda can't stand him. I said, watch the trailer. And she laughed throughout it. She goes, I won't pay for the movie, she goes. Maybe I'll watch it when it comes to regular TV.
There you go.
But, it seems pretty funny. But, the whole thing is weird. The country's going crazy. I was at a high school basketball game last night. Went and saw the Battle of Naperville. Naperville Central against Naperville North, okay? And Naperville Central won. And but it's so weird. And I mentioned this a couple weeks ago when I went to a high school game.
Porsches versus Mercedes up there in Naperville.
I don't know. Carmen went to North. Carmen was pretty well off. Carmen's laughing right now. They make the players in high school basketball wear masks, but they don't have to cover their face or mouth, or their mouth or their nose. So the masks are around
on their forehead?
They're around their chin and their neck. And then there is a mask timeout in each quarter. Halfway through each quarter, there's a mask timeout.
So you stop playing and put the mask on.
I don't know what they do. They go and talk in the huddle, and do they? I don't understand it. And then the cheerleaders don't have masks on. And in the crowd, we wore our masks the whole time. Okay, when you come in, you have a mask on. And, periodically you see people that don't have their masks on. And it's like, well, okay, you're at a sporting event at a high school. And
indoors.
Yeah, there were enough other things that people were concerned about with high schools yesterday because of the TikTok and all that stuff. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yes.
Oh, did you? Yeah. And I know many people I know are teachers. It's like, okay, they were afraid to go to school. So, unbelievable.
The world is losing its collective damn mind.
And we're here to witness it. So, but we also are here to talk sports, and we're going to get into a lot of things. The Bears get ready for the Vikings Monday night. Now, I saw the game against the Packers, and it's so funny. Everybody that talked about that game talked about the same thing throughout the week. How much of what the Bears did in the first half is, here's the word everybody used, sustainable for the rest of the for going forward? Well, Jakeem Grant scored on a jet sweep and a punt return, the first in the NFL. Those aren't sustainable. Right. Of course, nothing's sustainable, but it's almost like we were saying, listen, the Bears scored all these points in the first half, but they can't ever do that again. We're not looking for them to do that again. We're just looking for
not that kind of score, but scoring. Another thing I heard, which is absolutely the truth, and I've been saying it the whole season, it seems to me that any football game is a game of adjustments, right? Uh-huh. You come out, they adjust to you, you adjust to them, and it always seems like the Packers have the last adjustment, the biggest adjustment, and the Bears just stop adjusting.
Well, the only adjustment they made was they had people mention that a lot too. And if you watch the third quarter of the game, you want to know what the adjustments the Packers made were? The Bears fumbled the ball, and the Bears couldn't cover receivers. Jalen Johnson wasn't necessarily on Devontae Adams.
So it was less about the Packers making an adjustment. It was more about the Bears not.
Yeah. If Jalen Johnson was on Devontae Adams the whole first half, he should have been out of the whole game.
So how about the Bears making an adjustment to what they saw? in the third coming into the fourth.
Yeah, but see,
they're not. It doesn't seem like they've been able to do that.
Once you give up a touchdown and then you fumble and you're down 14 points immediately, it's like, okay, well, this game's over already. There were no adjustments to be made at that point. The game was over.
Well, I guess I mean
they
just
weren't
be
doing
better.
Anything. So,
which
yeah.
is an adjustment.
No, the Packers are better. And the Bears scored all their points. The Bears scored 30 points in the game, 27 of them in the first half. They scored 3 points in the second half. And that's absolutely brutal. Somewhere along the show today, I want to talk about what happened on Thursday night, too, because that was a good game. It's funny. If you watch the game, people said, oh, classic, awesome game. The two quarterbacks were not that good, even though they threw for touchdowns and things like that. There were some throws that Patrick Mahomes made that I've seen throws like that from young people who've never seen a football before. It was just brutal. And then there were some nice plays by defenses. It was a strange game right off the bat because that player went down with the head injury in the back of the end zone. But the Chargers went for it on fourth down like five times. They converted twice out of the five times. And everybody's saying, oh, the analytics say they made the right call. Well, the analytics were then, I don't care what the analytics say. Every once in a while, you got to go away from that because if they made the right call, they gave up 9 points and they lost in overtime because they didn't have those 9 points. Mm-hmm. So we can talk about that, too. I want to talk about that and some of the instances and how analytics sometimes you can't always go by the book. And that's what they were doing. They were going by the book. Doing what the book says. Oh, this says that if you do this, you'll have a less of a chance to win than if you do this. And it's like, okay.
It just seems to be there should be a balance struck.
Right. What's the point in having a coach if you're just going to go with analytics? Just work everything
just
off.
Just have a robot.
Yeah, just have everything
analytical
off.
Robot making yeah. decisions.
We'll get to your calls, 312-332-3776. There is one game later on tonight. We'll talk about that one as the Patriots go back at it later on this evening. We'll talk some football. We'll talk a little bit of baseball because we both want to talk a little bit about Dick Allen. And something happened in the Northern Illinois game. We're still trying to figure it out yesterday as they lose in the Cure Bowl.
How many times have we watched that little clip?
Yeah, a bunch. Still, and I'm still trying to figure
like
it out.
There's like five things that happen wrong.
Yeah.
And everybody seemed to be like, all right, time's over. Let's not worry about it. Let's just go home.
Time's up. Let's go to the next game. 312-332-3776. We'll get back to it after this on ESPN 1000.
You're listening to Fred and Xander. This is Chicago's home for sports.
Live stream ESPN 1000. Or take a listen to our other shows on demand. It's the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
Before we get to the phones, I get a question for everybody out there. And it's also, I've made it our Twitter poll at ESPN 1000. With the holidays coming up, we're in the midst of holidays with Thanksgiving and everything
else.
Yeah,
they're like
yeah.
right outside your front door.
Yeah, so you've got Christmas next Saturday, New Year's Day, two weeks from today.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So which would you rather receive for Christmas?
I have an answer.
If you get a Christmas gift, which would you rather receive? Something, somebody gives you something, they say Merry Christmas. And the three choices are cash.
Which could be Venmo.
Which, well, yeah. Here, I'm going to send you Zelle. Just
okay,
give
Venmo
me your email.
Venmo or sell you.
Yeah. Cash, gift cards, which I've always got a gift card in my pocket. I got one for Emmett's, a bar restaurant in downtown Downers in my pocket from the last couple of years. Every time I go, I got more here. Let's go here. Let's go this place.
I oddly have a McDonald's gift card.
There you go.
Like my insurance company sent me a McDonald's gift card.
And then, sometimes you've got them for Dunkin' Donuts.
Sure.
You got gift cards or whatever. So cash, gift cards, or an actual present. Now, I was looking because I'm in a secret
Santa. Are we going to save our answers for later or you want to?
Yeah, we'll save them for later. But you can also call with your opinions. 312-332-3776.
I think it has something to do with age.
It probably does.
Okay. I'm going to say that right now.
We'll talk about that because it's funny. I was looking. I'm in a Secret Santa thing, so I had to give like a list. And I guess now on Amazon, you have a list, and you can automatically like send that list to other people.
How do I know this?
I couldn't figure out how to do it.
My daughter sent me her list.
Okay.
And my eldest daughter is all about the lists.
Uh-huh.
She wants the list from everybody.
Yeah.
And she gives a list, and it's like, Heidi, let people figure out.
Yeah.
We know who you are.
Right.
Stop with the list.
Yeah.
But guess what? I did buy some off.
Sure. I mean, that's the only way to do it.
And, but, no, it's not. It shouldn't be.
I know.
But it's an
nowadays,
option.
Nowadays. But with my thing is, I did my list, and I could not figure out how to send it to anybody. So I took
There's
a picture.
There's that little thing. Oh, you.
I took a picture of it and then took the picture and texted
Wait,
it to
did
other
you
people.
Write the list and took a picture of it? Or you put it on Amazon?
I took a picture.
Did you screenshot it?
Yeah.
Oh, you know how to screenshot.
Well, yeah, off my phone.
Yes.
Okay. Because every time I make a bet.
I thought for sure you wrote it down on a piece of paper and took a picture.
Anytime I make a
wager. I can't read that handwriting.
With one of the sports books like Bet Rivers or PointsDuel, I always take a picture of it, a screenshot, and keep it so I can keep checking. Exactly
sure.
What everything, what it pays and all that kind of stuff, and make sure I did the right
thing.
Look
at you, the tech monster you are.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. So, which would you rather receive for Christmas? Cash, gift cards, or an actual gift? You can let us know by calling us 312-332-3776 or jump on Twitter and vote. And we'll get to that a little bit later on before the show's over. Let's go to our guy out in Aurora, Jim. Jim, what's happening
today? What's up, Jim?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing good. Well.
Hey, Mark, last week you hit on something, and I think you're onto something here that we didn't talk too much about, but it was the Patriot game with all the running, and you said, well, why don't we start doing that a little more often like we used to? And I think it's going to take a guy like Belichick, and other coaches are going to say, well, if he can do it, we can do it.
See, that's the thing. It's that fad. It's a fad, and it shouldn't be.
And whoever adapts and zigs and zags while the other team is doing the other thing, usually you're ahead of the curve. The Bears are a perfect example, running backs. We've got a lot of them that are pretty good. Use it to your advantage. And
Absolutely.
What Fred's saying, too, we don't have to always go with what we're supposed to do.
Right.
So I think, because so like you said earlier in the show, we're supposed to talk about stuff we know. You guys know what you're talking about.
Well, we do a good job of
Right. Smoke and mirrors, buddy.
Yeah.
Smoke and mirrors. But you know what, Jim? You're right in that. The idea is to do what they don't expect, right?
Correct.
It seems like it. Maybe I'm being too simple, but
don't
it seems
you,
like it.
Don't you remember, Jim, you remember this last year when the Bears did not run the ball very much, and Nagy said, well, we will try to run the ball more next week, and then they came out and ran the ball seven times, and his explanation was, well, they knew we were going to run the ball, so they knew we were going to run the ball, we didn't run the ball.
Did somebody tell Matt that it's a 50-50 shot of them being right or wrong at every
point? I don't think so. Yeah.
Point?
Yeah.
Just 50-50.
Yeah. They knew that we knew that they knew that we knew.
Right.
An old honeymooners thing.
I know. Believe me.
You guys have a great holiday season.
Thanks, Jim. You too, as always. 312-332-3776. And now Nagy will probably have to call plays on Monday if, in fact, Bill Lazor is still down with the COVID.
So let me guess. If we beat up on the Vikings, then Matt is a hero again?
No. The Vikings are a strange team. They won a game against Pittsburgh a week or so ago, and they were up 29-0, and they held on to get a victory. Mm-hmm. They do have some weapons, but they also have some injuries and things like that. But we haven't heard, and I haven't checked, we haven't heard a lot about any COVID problems with the Bears. With the Vikings.
I was going to say, with the Bears.
Now, with the Bears, we've heard nothing but COVID problems. The three coordinators remained out, testing positive on Monday. They did interviews over Zoom. All three sounded stir crazy. There's some. We watched a lot of film, staring out the window. It's frustrating. The second consecutive day, the Bears held a walkthrough.
Somebody
not a bad practice.
Somebody should tell them that they can go outside. They just can't go to the...
Yeah, exactly.
You can go anywhere. Go for a walk around the block.
Yeah, and then one of them, Sean Desai, said, it's cold, so that doesn't help much.
Well, what town is he in then?
It's cold. He's been here before. He's been with the team for a while. It's just this is his first year as a defensive coordinator. The outbreak in Cleveland forced the NFL to move the Browns game from Saturday to Monday. We talked about that just ahead of the Vikings-Bears game. So, you know, every single day now, you'll have football Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Do you guys like the Tuesday night football?
No, because they're both playing at the same time.
I did see that. So the 506 just put out their map.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. For those who don't know, they're a website that gives you which games are going to be televised in your market. So our Tuesday night football game, we get the bad game. We get Washington at Philadelphia.
Oh, God.
While the entire West Coast, most of the state of Wisconsin, most of the state of Michigan, patches of Ohio, and most of Missouri get Rams and Seahawks.
Wait a minute. I'm almost in Wisconsin. Does that help me?
Let me zoom. Oh, you might be good. I'm looking at the map. It looks like if I had to pinpoint, I'm saying it's about at maybe Gurnee. Gurnee and North is going to get.
So you might get the Seahawks.
Get the Seahawks-Rams game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because now that I look at it again, I don't know if that is the border quite yet.
You know what's weird, too, is that people that have the NFL package are going to be really pissed.
Well, so.
But wait, tell me it's not Sunday on ESPN.
Ticket. Sunday ticket is going to be.
They're going to have it both?
You're going to get both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was going to wonder. Because I have Sunday ticket.
If you have Sunday ticket, you'll get the other game.
I'm actually working with Sylvie on Saturday.
I don't know what I have because I told you I just signed up for YouTube TV Live last week.
And now you're switching to Hulu.
And I was asking.
I'm switching to anything else but Hulu. That's the problem.
Oh, really?
I got away from Hulu. Oh.
It's funny because I had asked Mark because I'm building a house in Lockport, and I was trying to figure out if I, instead of getting Xfinity cable, I can get Xfinity Wi-Fi and then just get YouTube TV. And we have YouTube TV here.
Get the best Wi-Fi you can and then choose your streaming service from there.
Yeah. And I think
it's so much easier.
I know. I think that makes it because YouTube TV here is great.
It's great.
It's awesome. I love
DVR,
it. Except
it's
for
a great product. But now this is a giant
snag. For this news.
See, but here's the way around it. Okay. If you have YouTube TV, pay the money to get ESPN Plus.
That's what I might do.
But that doesn't necessarily give you ESPN.
Not all of it. But yeah.
I don't think you'll get the.
But you'll get Disney.
You'll get
Disney, and then you'll get part of Hulu. So you get the Hulu with commercials.
Well, you know, actually, because I'm literally in the middle of the transition, I think I'm still good on Hulu for another few days. So I may go back and say, please take me back. I don't know. I wasn't happy with Hulu, and that's why I left.
Right.
We like YouTube Live.
Yeah.
Except for this little wrinkle.
Well, wouldn't you think that somewhere along the line something might be worked out? I don't know. It has to be. They did say,
you know, and I do appreciate this, though, and this is really getting in the weeds on this, but real quick, they did drop it by $15 a month. Just said, we're going to credit you $15 a month, and we will reinstate that charge if and when we are able to reach an agreement.
Oh, YouTube?
Yeah.
So you went from like 65 to 50?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was 50 or 45.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but I'm like, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Didn't even have to, you know, scream at anybody.
Right. That's not bad.
No.
I like the quality. I mean, so, like I said, we've got it here at the station, and I watch the Bears game every, you know, like tomorrow or Monday, I'll be here and I'll watch the Bears game on YouTube TV.
Yeah.
And it seems, everything seems great.
We weren't really clear about this, but YouTube Live TV, as of yesterday, I think, made the announcement that they are not reaching an agreement with ESPN.
Yeah, ESPN. So ESPN and Disney. The ESPN channels and the Disney channels.
And that's okay for the Disney. For you, that would be bad news.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was taking care of my grandkids Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Good. You were taking care of them. You weren't watching. See?
I was watching them, too.
You are actually coming around.
We were taking care of them. I've got a five-year-old grandson now because they're my girlfriend's daughter's kids, and I'm there, and now I have a girlfriend, and so they're basically my grandkids now. And it's fun. He can be crying and everything, and I put him on my shoulder, and he just passes out.
There you go.
It's great. I've got the magic touch. And I said, usually people fall asleep when I'm talking. I said, so it's pretty good.
How many have you put to sleep over your career?
Tons of people. I've been putting people to sleep since 1977. So on sports phone, you didn't have time to fall asleep. It was only a minute.
No. If you did, then you really had serious narcoleptic issues.
Yeah. Jalen Johnson, we talked about him a little bit earlier. And he was covering Davante Adams, and then he wasn't covering Davante Adams, and Davante Adams was running wild and things like that. But Jalen Johnson said something to the media earlier this week, and a lot of people were talking about it. I want to talk about that when we come back. 312-332-3776, because Tayshaun Gibson heard about that, and he stepped up to the microphone, and he said exactly the opposite. So we'll discuss that when we come back. You can get to us on Twitter. Fred underscore Huebner.
Xander Rocker, all one word, one R in the middle.
You can also watch us on twitch.tv, ESPN 1000 Chicago. You can listen to us at, I did it again today. I was driving on down. I knew I was approaching Lower Wacker. Flipped on over.
100.3 HD2.
That's right. Listen to Connor McKnight and his great interview with Mark Gonzalez, one of the greatest guys you can deal with in sports media. It was fun listening to him talking about Roland Heeman. We're going to talk a little bit about Dick Allen also, and tell you that if you want to hear more about Dick Allen and the guy that really loved him, we can tell you exactly where to go. We'll do that and a lot of other things. We're here till 1 o'clock on ESPN 1000.
This is Fred and Xander on ESPN 1000.
And now on digital FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Hey, the ESPN Chicago Street Team is going to be out and about coming up on Monday between 7 and 9 o'clock. They're going to be on site at Tavern on the Point, 6724 North Northwest Highway in Edison Park. They'll be on site with the Nissan Titan. Stop on by. You can enter to win a Chicago football prize pack, including tickets to New York at Chicago on January 2nd. And you can join us in Dos Hombres as Chicago takes on Minnesota. That's this coming Monday, 7 to 9 at Tavern on the Point.
Dos Hombres, that's from the Breaking Bad dudes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
I haven't had it.
I haven't either.
I had it there. So I actually had it at Tavern on the Point. Bleck and Abdallah did a Bulls watch party there.
Well, aren't you all about the sponsorship?
No. Yeah? It is fantastic.
Is it?
It is great.
Good. I saw there's a rum that I saw on, I don't know, Twitter or something like that.
I'm the rum expert.
I know, and I was going to make a note of it, and I forgot to post it because it looked pretty good, and it was talked about as sipping rum. And
was it spiced? Spice rum? See, I prefer spice rum.
Yeah, I think
I have
it was.
No time for that white stuff, that white lightning I used to drink at spring break in the 80s. I got no use for
it. I think it was, and I can't remember exactly what it was. If I find it, I'll let you know. 312-332-3776. The Chicago Bears getting ready for the Vikings, at least the Bears that can, and as they're gearing up for things. And there was a podcast the other day, and Jalen Johnson, the Bears cornerback, said some things that got a lot of people a little worked up. Let's play it here. This is from Redline Radio.
I mean, you have a little bit of both. You have the side of the locker room that is starting to go into the tank, and you have the guys that are still trying to fight and figure out how we can get better. So, I mean, at the end of the day, that's the name of the game, just trying to get better each and every week. But, I mean, you definitely have the ups and downs in the locker room as expected, but just being able to keep as many guys as we can together and keep fighting for wins.
Now, that shouldn't happen, and that's actually part of what a head coach is supposed to do, keep everybody on the same page.
Unify.
Yeah, it's tough. It's very difficult. As a Bears fan, how did you feel when you heard that? 312-332-3776.
Are you surprised?
Yeah, and are you surprised that there are some guys that maybe... Now, he said in the tank. He didn't necessarily say tanking. So he may have meant, you know, they're not doing it for a reason. They're just not out there working as hard, and Yurko and a lot of other guys have said, when you're playing football, if you're not out there working as hard as you can, that's when you're probably going to get hurt. Something's going to happen.
That's a very good point.
You're going to be standing around a pile and looking, and some guy's going to hit you, or something's going to happen.
Sure.
Yeah, when you're not playing as hard as you can. And the Bears veteran safety Tayshawn Gibson heard that from the Sun-Times today. Gibson said, "I don't see no quit in the locker room." I'm using a quote. I'm not speaking in proper English myself. says, nobody's packed it up. I'd be the first guy to tell you if they did. I've been on teams where guys are shipping their cars home. Right around the time cars are getting shipped back home, that's not the case with the Bears. I'm still driving my same car here, so I ain't shipping my car home. I still feel like we have a lot to play for. Now, there are 53 guys on an NFL roster. You've got practice squads and stuff like that. But they're playing for their livelihood. I mean, these guys are in their 20s, early 30s, and they're playing for their next paycheck.
Playing now for their future.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
and
whether it be here or somewhere else.
And I always got a kick out of people in all businesses that would say, well, why am I going to work harder? You're not paying me enough. Well, if I'm not paying you enough and you're not working hard, you shouldn't get any money. I've always listened to people say, why should we be making more money? I'm not going to work harder because I'm not making enough. Well, then you shouldn't get paid anything. You should be fired immediately. If you're not working as hard as you can.
It's one action and one reaction, and it just goes downhill from there.
Yeah. Everybody wants to get paid more, but if they're not getting paid what they want, then they don't work hard.
And if they don't work hard, then they certainly won't get paid anymore.
No, they shouldn't.
Right.
So how are they expecting to get paid more if they're not working hard and putting out their best? I don't know. I've had a problem with that.
So maybe even this is Johnson. Maybe this is Johnson just saying he's so disappointed that they're seemingly not all playing as hard, and he's making assumptions.
Yeah,
but yeah, you know, it's a nasty situation, right? I mean, we've seen this from our point of view. It's like they're not playing well. There's all kinds of news about the future of management.
Yeah,
it's been a storyline, a loud storyline all year long, and they're not immune to that. They can stay away from social media as much as they want.
Mm-hmm.
They're not immune to that, so it's got to sink into some of their heads.
Yeah.
At some point.
Some of the people I feel the worst for are the people that have been expecting Matt Nagy to be fired for the last 4 weeks, and they're going to think about it for the next 4 weeks. I had mentioned earlier in the season, don't waste your energy on worrying about when Matt Nagy is going to be fired.
Right. And when I mentioned, my whole thing was, if we really, really look bad against the Packers and they popped him, I wasn't surprised. I'm not going to go by the narrative that we've never done it before, so we'll never do it.
And right.
That's hogwash. If it needs to happen, it needs to happen. Yeah, it obviously didn't happen.
Yeah.
And now it just seems like we're rolling on like fumes just to the end of the season.
The biggest thing is when you do get, in my opinion, you want to jump in 312-332-3776. When you get rid of a coach in the middle of the season, he's got to be really, really bad. He's got to be doing really, really stupid stuff.
It's not the middle anymore, but it's the ass end of the season. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but when you get rid of him at any time of the season, they got to be doing really, really poorly. Or it's just to the point where you got to get this guy out of the building because nothing good is happening.
Or you're making a big statement.
But basically, you're also telling your team that there's, you know, you could be telling your team, I guess if you're going to get rid of a guy, you could be telling your team that, see, we're not afraid to get rid of people who aren't producing.
Right.
So you better produce, otherwise you're gone.
And see, it could be taken a couple different ways.
Maybe that's why there's a bump. And I want to talk about that, too, because there was a coach let go earlier this year. People that had Matt Nagy in the pool as being the first coach fired, they lost.
Yes, they did.
Because Urban Meyer is no longer head coach.
Is that a bad beat if you had Nagy first coach fired?
Probably.
Like, are we going to see that on Van Pelt?
Yeah. Probably. Some of the ones that I've seen on Fan Pelt recently are just ridiculous. There was one, I was last week or 2 weeks ago, where a guy hit a shot with, he got the inbound of the ball with 1 second to go.
Three quarters court.
Hit a three quarters court shot to hit the over. And it's like, come on, really?
College basketball has some sickening bad
beats. Always, yeah. College basketball. You think that's bad? My buddies now, we go to the state high school basketball tournament. Well, my one buddy would make lines for every game. So we'd sit there doing lines for, and I'm talking about gambling.
I was
going
to say,
gambling
boy,
lines.
This has really changed direction.
Well, gambling lines, and he'd post lines for every game, so he'd let us know right before tip. It's, you know, Simeon to win by 6.
Did you have a compact mirror under then?
Yeah, no. Simeon to by 4 or 6, and here's the over-under. We'd sit and make wagers, probably $2 or $3.
Okay.
By the end of the day, the guy had money or he didn't have money. But that was fun, and we'd had the same thing. One time, we were at a game down in Champaign where they're going to go back to the tournament. Tommy Kleinschmidt was playing, and man, I cannot remember the guy. Jamie Brandon from King, I think it was. And the game's almost over, and the point spread was close. Jamie Brandon has a slam dunk and hangs on the rim. Tom Kleinschmidt gets 2 free throws with no time left to cover the little spread we had. As we're walking down the arena at Assembly Hall, two of my buddies turn around and just go, yes! And everybody's going, what the hell are they cheering for? And it's because they hit the number, and they got it. So that was very interesting. I can't wait this year. The state high school basketball tournament returns to Champaign. Looking forward to that coming up the third week of March. Before we break, let's go to our guy. Every week we talk to Bear fan Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
You know, if I don't talk to you guys, and I don't know that I will because I'm really getting super busy at my job, have a Merry Christmas, both of you.
You too.
You as well.
Anyways, you know, I give this a lot of thought. If this team doesn't perform by the end of the third quarter, I'm leaving because I am a season ticket holder. I go to the games. I'm not putting up with it no more. I'm old and tired, and I expect performance out of these guys. This is ridiculous. You're paid to do a job. Fred, you're absolutely right. Get out there and do what you're paid to do.
Yep.
Like tackle people comes to mind on the defense. and especially him. You know, if they're going to have a chance of winning this game, and I don't think they will win it because I don't think they want to win it. You know, key phrase, they don't want to win it. You got to tackle people on the defense. That Packers game was right there for them for the bank, and if they tackle somebody, they don't want to do it. Anyways, the offense, run the ball some more, and I think if they hit some slants on the outside, there's some opportunities there, and I'd like to see a few tight end plays on the outside and on the corners, okay? But with the Vikings defense, they got a decent defense, better than the Packers. Don't throw any stupid bubble screen passes. You'll end up with some pick sixes very, very quickly and lose this game about 90-0. So stop the screen passes. You can't do it. They're going to have to watch Cook, and they're going to have to watch the other guy, Kim Jefferson.
Yeah.
That's his name. Both those two, those are big-time, big-boy players, and I do like Cousins. That's also a big-time quarterback. Maybe even Fields could learn a few moves and a few tricks and a few plays off. Guys, those are what I got. Have a great day and have a great show.
Be safe out there, Bob.
Thanks, buddy.
You know, the one he mentioned slants, and the games all kind of blend together, but I think it was the Packers game where they threw the touchdown to Damir Bird on the slant over the middle. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't just a slant. Damir Bird was in the backfield, and he actually delayed a second, then came out,
yeah. And
they ran the slant, and he hit him, and he goes the distance. That was unique. I don't remember seeing that play run earlier this year by the Bears.
No.
I could have missed it. Or they could have missed it on the throw.
Successfully.
No, and it was really, really nice because you watched the replay, and at first I thought it was just a slant off the line of scrimmage, and then I realized, Bird started in the backfield and then paused a second and then ran around, and Fields hit him in stride. He just took off.
Yeah, that looked nice.
And that's why they got Damir Bird, because he had some speed. They have some speed at the wide. And to see Jakeem Grant do what he did was great to see. The punt return, I thought the other day in the Thursday night game when there was 29 points scored, I think it was in the fourth quarter, that was a lot. You forget they were 43 points scored in the second quarter of the Bears game. I mean, that was unbelievable how many points were scored. After a really slow start to a game, you know, halftime was unbelievable. And the over for that game was 42. They hit it at halftime.
I remember thinking, this will be interesting to see if they can hit this for the game.
Because it was low.
Then
42 is a low number for the NFL. And I'm saying, well, they're not expecting the Bears to score many points. Then at halftime, they'd already hit the number. And Al Michaels made sure he pointed that out. When we come back, I want to ask people what they thought about what the Chargers did. I know on Odds Couple today, Mike North was railing about a little bit. And sometimes analytics get in the way of winning. And I thought that's what it did for the Chargers the other day. 312-332-3776 here on ESPN 1000.
Follow Chicago's home for sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. You're listening to Fred and Xander.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is breaking news on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Breaking news out of the NBA. The Nets have announced that Kyrie Irving, who is starting to ramp up, get ready, make his return, and play in road games only because of New York City mandates, has entered the league's COVID protocols.
Oh, wow. I hear eyes rolling all over the place.
So the New York City mandates are you can't be in the building if you're not vaccinated?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
So
New York is a mess right now, too. Just the other day, Tyler and I were talking about this before the show, right?
Yeah.
That they had the highest one-day increase in COVID positives since all of this began in New York.
You guys said it was 28,000 or something like that. I'm just shocked that many people got tested in one day.
By the way, the Nets, too. So it's been running through the Nets right now. If you thought the Bulls had it bad, the Nets just put their ninth player into protocols.
Wow.
Well, I mean, and you know, you mentioned the Bulls, and I vaguely remember them. They haven't played for a while, and
the last time they played was the Heat.
Yeah, they have the three games scheduled in the next 5 days. They play the Lakers at home Sunday, they play Houston at home Monday, and they play Toronto at home on Wednesday.
And we're still good for tomorrow's game,
as far as I know. But now you saw that Anthony Davis went down, right? Yesterday,
I can't even keep track anymore.
I think AD went down with
and this is our basketball guy. Yeah. And I he's just throwing his arms up.
Yeah, I saw something that AD went down. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known that. I returned to Chicago, and the Bulls beat the Lakers when they were out on the West Coast. So I'm not sure if, maybe is LeBron playing now? You would know that.
Yeah, I believe he played last night.
Okay, so then he would he'd probably be ready to go. So it's funny because if New York has a thing that you've got to be vaccinated to be in the building, same with the United Center. I went to see Sebastian Maniscalco last Sunday night, and I had to be show my vax card and everything else.
I went to Blue Chicago to see John Primer with my son.
And you had to have
a vax card.
Yeah. So why would you would think any player anywhere should have to be vaccinated to get into any of these buildings?
It would make a lot of sense, but look, there's so many factors.
Yeah.
People turn away. Turn a blind eye.
Could the city step up and prevent players on visiting teams from coming into the building if they weren't vaccinated?
I believe so, yeah.
They should be able to, but you know that they're not going to.
Yeah, I don't know.
Obviously.
I guess.
It's happened many times, or otherwise we would have so many postponements.
Yeah. Wow.
Or a certain degree.
Right, right.
What's the vax rate in the NBA? Do we have that in front of us?
It's very high. I know that. Okay. It is very close to 100%.
This is all NFL stuff.
Yeah, NFL is 94.6.
Yeah.
And those
I think the NBA is higher than that.
Didn't you work there? 94.6?
No, I did not work at 94.6.
Yeah, it says
94.7, but not 6.
94.6 percent of the NFL players are vaccinated. Nearly 100% of NFL personnel are vaccinated. And that's why... I don't know. I know the whole thing. If you're vaccinated and have your booster and you still get sick, you're not going to get sick as much, at least according to what they say. But I know people, and this is the last thing I'm going to talk about, and none of it's political. It's just informational. I heard people that didn't want to get the Johnson & Johnson because, well, they did, actually. I'm sorry. They did because it was a one shot.
Mm-hmm.
And now you know what came out 2 days
ago?
They're
saying that it needs to be a two shot?
No, they're saying that there are more blood clots from the Johnson & Johnson than there are from the Pfizer and the other things. So they put off, people put off getting the two shots because they went for the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
And now that one
is saying, problematic.
Yeah, it's problematic. So that's just a wonderful thing.
Well, look,
but if you're not getting
just so many
sick,
there's just so many factors.
I know. If you're not getting super sick, like you said earlier, it's like we're protecting
the unvaccinated who whatever your decision was.
Yeah, and
you know, it's fine, but in reality, we can boil it down. We're protecting the unvaccinated people who theoretically for whatever reason didn't want to, because if we're all vaccinated, that would seem to help.
Yeah.
Now they're saying, I saw research that says the pandemic will not be over till 2024 at the rate we're going with dealing with, you know, all of this.
Amazing.
These variants and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So it'll be a 5-year pandemic.
Pretty soon they're going to start naming the variants like they name hurricanes. Go through the alphabet.
You might as well start.
Go through the alphabet with a different, you know. So after O, they'll get a name.
Well, we start at C with Corona. Let's go D.
They already got the O.
They skipped right to O.
Yeah, they did. Okay. I don't know.
R.I.P.
I don't know how that happened. 312-332-3776. One of the reasons I wanted to talk about coaches, and you know, everyone's been talking about Matt Nagy. Who do you want? And a lot of the shows during the course of the week say, who do you want as a coach? You want this guy. After you saw what happened with Urban Meyer in Jacksonville.
Isn't he especially a jackass, though? Isn't he a special case?
Well, there's a lot of college coaches that are that way. And then they did a great feature on Outside the Lines yesterday during the afternoon, because I was my grandson was on my shoulder, and I was watching Outside the Lines with Jeremy Schapp, and they're talking about all of the other coaches that came from college and failed in the NFL.
There's quite a few of them.
There's only three college coaches that came from the college ranks and won Super Bowls. It's Jimmy Johnson, Barry Switzer, and Pete Carroll. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the only ones. So you look at it, and a lot of other college coaches have come from the college ranks to play in the NFL, or coach in the NFL. Some have then gone back to college, like Nick Saban.
Yep.
Saban was... he was okay. He was 15-17, I think, at Miami. But if you're a Bears fan, I've heard a lot of people say, "Well, I want the Bears to go into the college ranks." After you
like Harbaugh,
exactly. And Harbaugh was successful with the Niners, but then his success kind of went away, and then he goes to Michigan.
And why did he get blown out of? Did he get blown out of San Francisco?
He wasn't getting along.
Yeah,
with
there
the people. Yeah, the top people. So as a Bears fan, do you want the Bears to go into the college ranks to get one of these coaches, or would you prefer a failed NFL coach or an up-and-coming assistant? I've heard all kinds of names. I've heard about the offensive coordinator in Tampa. I've heard about the offensive coordinator in Kansas City. Who is it that you want?
Defensive coordinator in Buffalo.
Yeah. And Leslie Frazier. I'd make tomorrow. If Leslie Frazier was interested, too. I would name him coach tomorrow. And see, listen, when the
give
season...
Him, give my phone number to him. I will talk about
it. When Buffalo season's over, I want Leslie Frazier to be here.
Yep.
So who is it you want to see as the next coach of the Bears? And do you have any hesitation going to the college ranks? 312-332-3776. Xander and Huebner at ESPN 1000.